Welcome to Family Law Talk, presented by Kirk Stange of Stange Law Firm, PC. Stange Law Firm is a family law firm in the St. Louis metro area, with offices in Missouri and Illinois. Now, here's your host, Kirk Stange.
Welcome to Family Law Talk. My name is Kirk Stange, and I am one of the managing partners of Stange Law Firm, PC, which is a family law firm in the St. Louis metro area in Missouri and Illinois. Well, welcome today to our episode of Family Law Talk with Stange Law Firm, PC. The episode that we have today is based off an article on DivorceLawyersSt.LouisMo.com. It's dated October 4th, 2013. The title of the article is Post-Holiday Season Sees Spike in Divorce Filings. So that's the topic we're going to discuss here today. But before we get to the topic, I should state this. The choice of a lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. Further, the information that you obtain today is general in nature, and it may not apply to specific factual or legal circumstance. Therefore, if you need legal advice, you should consult with an attorney competent and licensed to practice law in your specific jurisdiction. All right, all of that said today, again, the topic, this, post-holiday season sees spike in divorce filings. And again, this is based on a blog article on our blog, DivorceLawyersSt.LouisMo.com, and the date of the article is October 4th, 2013. You can go to the blog. You can read the article itself. It's a pretty interesting article. It debates a topic that is going to be coming up shortly, which is this, which is in terms of divorces, you know, when are most divorces filed throughout the course of the year? In the truth of the matter is, and this article hits that point, which is this, which is there's a seasonal component to divorce filings. In other words, you know, divorces on various levels are filed throughout the year. But it's definitely true on some level that the beginning of the calendar year can be a time where a lot of divorces are filed, and it can be a time where there's a big spike in divorce filings. And it just kind of is what it is. And this article references an article that was on the HuffingtonPost.com, and there's actually a link to the article on the Huffington Post. There's actually a video that goes with it, and so you can go follow that link, and you can look at what's on the Huffington Post that talks about this topic as well. But I think the overall theme is, and the truth is, you know, when you get to the early part of the year, that's when divorce filings, for various different reasons, seem to happen at greater frequency. And so, you know, the question a lot of people would have is, why is that? Why in the early part of the year can there be an increase in the divorce filings? And again, the theme of the article and what's talked about on the Huffington Post as well is that, you know, a lot of people try to get through the holidays. You know, you got Thanksgiving, you got Christmas, you got Hanukkah, you know, the various other holidays out there when you hit the tail end of a calendar year. And a lot of parties are just trying to get through the holidays. And what they're thinking is, on one level, maybe this holiday will be different. You know, maybe this will be a time for healing where the marriage can somehow be brought back together and things will be good again. On the other hand, a lot of people come out of the holidays, unfortunately, with the opposite viewpoint, which is, you know, it didn't go very well. We all know holidays can be a stressful time. You know, you get family together. You know, that's outstanding and great in a lot of ways, but obviously, you know, every family has their internal issues and there's that family drama out there. And so in a lot of situations, unfortunately, people get through the holiday season and they think, oh my goodness, you know, it didn't go very well. In fact, there wasn't a time for healing. In fact, it was a situation which was actually pretty bad and pretty intolerable. And now, you know, I've come to the conclusion that this just isn't going to work. And it's time now that the holidays are over to proceed with that divorce filing or legal separation filing. And that, like I say, is what we see a lot of. And I'd say this, a lot of people with kids, you know, trying to get through the holiday season as well. It's not a good time, you know, to let the kids know if you have kids that you're going to be getting divorced or legally separated. You know, that's supposed to be a happy time for kids, the holidays. And so you see a lot of parties, again, waiting to that beginning part of the year, you know, to start filing these cases. So, you know, right now it's October 31st, 2013, and so I can can tell all the listeners out there, kind of this pattern that we see is, again, the early part of the year, a lot of divorce filings. This tends to run through the spring. And I would say this too, you know, the article talks about, you know, second, third, fourth day of January being the big day for divorce filings. I would tell you at our firm, a little different experience. I would say the early part of the year, there's no question, the phones start to pick up and they start, start to ring a little bit more, more people interested in filing for divorce. But, you know, a lot of people wait for tax refunds to proceed with the divorce filing. So I would say we see kind of the big boom in the early part of the year once those tax refunds hit. And so then, you know, you go in February, March, April, May, we see a pretty good little spike in the filing of cases. And then this thing kind of tapers down through the summer, but the filings are kind of still there. And then we experience kind of a little mini boom in the fall when the kids go back to school. That seems to be another time where there's kind of an increase in divorce filings, August, September, October, and then you start to hit the holidays, November, December, and that's where this thing kind of starts to, again, and that gets to the theme of the article, which is, you know, once you start to hit this time of the year, this is when there could be kind of a decrease in the overall filings, and a lot of people try to make it through the holidays. And again, you know, lots of good reasons people wait until after the holidays. I mean, one, I think, you know, a lot of people are legitimately trying to see if they can save the marriage. Two, with regard to kids, you know, it's not a good time to tell kids that mommy and daddy are going to be getting divorced. And so you see that that kind of boom January where people become more interested. And then when those tax refunds, I would say, hit sometime in that February, March time frame, when those begin hitting, that's when you see a big increase in the divorce filing. So that's kind of it, and that's kind of the theme of the article. Definitely kind of seasonal in terms of the ebb and flow of divorce filings. And again, I'm just kind of giving you facts based on the article and based on the view of other attorneys. This is just the way it works, for better or worse. Definitely seems to be a seasonal component to it. So, you know, for the folks out there, the people listening to the episode today, I mean, hopefully we hope for all y'all that, you know, if you're trying to make it through the holidays, that it can be a time for healing, and maybe it's a time where marriages can be put back together and marriages can be saved. And obviously that's the hope for everybody out there. In some instances, obviously, it doesn't work out. And then once you hit that early part of the year, you kind of see that increase in the filing of divorce cases and legal separation cases. So that is the article. Again, if you want to read the article, it's October 4th, 2013. It's on divorcelawyerstlouismo.com. The title of the article is Post-Holiday Season Sees Spike in Divorce Filings. Interesting article. Definitely something a lot of the listeners out there will want to check out. And that concludes our episode today of Family Law Talk with Stenge Law Firm. So stay tuned to our next episode coming soon on Family Law Talk with Stenge Law Firm. Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening to Family Law Talk with Kirk Stenge. Visit StengeLawFirm.com for more about today's topic or to put Stenge Law Firm to work for your family today.